Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad at Trickstar Radio. We are back inside a building for another edition of the Interview Hour, our daily interview section where we speak to different artists from around the world about the projects they are working on, obviously where they have come from, and of course, again, what we can expect from them in the near future. I'm really excited to get into today's conversation. We're joined by an artist who we have been playing on the show for a little while now, someone who has really caught my ear over the last few weeks, especially with a couple of very exciting collaborations. Kenna joins us on the line. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. How's Zing doing?
I'm good. It's great to get you onto the show. Really excited to kind of talk through everything that you've been working on more than anything else. It's been really exciting watching the run of recent singles. So, right from the jump, I want to jump back into a bit of history for yourself and kind of go back to the beginning of your kind of musical journey, which we love to do here on the show. How long exactly have you been kind of writing and recording music for now?
I've been writing and recording since I turned 18, but I've been singing since I was 10. I discovered I could sing since I was 10.
Wow, so really, really long time then.
Yeah, really long time.
It's exciting though, because that must mean it's very much embedded in kind of you as a person as much as anything else. It must be a really big part of who you are, yeah.
Literally everything I do every single day.
Amazing. Yeah. It's really cool to hear. Like, kind of going straight on from that then into sort of early influences for yourself. Again, this is something I always like to kind of dive into, because obviously listening through the music you're making at the moment, it feels like there are a lot of different influences there. You can hear a lot of the different sounds and things that are being worked in. Who are those kind of, again, early influences that kind of inspired you to do what you're doing now in regards to making music?
Well, when I started singing, I used to listen to a lot of Justin Bieber. He was the person that influenced me and motivated me to start singing in the first place. I listened to Justin Bieber, I listened to One Day Cole, I listened to Usher, I listened to Whitney, I listened to a lot of artists back then. And it was like different sounds coming together. I wasn't listening to like a particular type of sound. It was different artists all the time.
It's interesting. Yeah. I mean, I think that makes a lot of sense when we actually dive into your sound, because as I said, that you can hear all of those different influences all kind of coming to the surface. And obviously, as you said, you've been singing for a long period of time. You've been kind of making music as well alongside that for a little while now as well. When was the moment for you that you kind of realized that this was, that as in kind of career-wise, this was the thing that you knew you wanted to do, that you knew you were onto something? When was that?
That was most definitely when I turned 18. That was when I got into the university. I met like a couple of people that were into music as well. I'm like, yeah, this is a passion I want to go for. And yeah, I just kept writing and they helped me through that process. And that was when I decided this is what I wanted to do for real.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. And again, I feel when you are kind of around other kind of people that are interested in the same thing, especially within music, that must have been quite an inspiring kind of position to be in.
Yes, it was. It really was.
Okay. Well, moving into obviously some of the music you've been creating since then, which I'm really excited to dive about. Obviously, you had a very exciting project at Land, which goes by the name 305. I want to talk about this as an overall project, because it's a very solid EP. How did you find the process of putting that together? Because I'm assuming that was your first kind of bigger project that you had put together.
Yeah, it was. The EP itself had like various types of sound. It wasn't like a particular sound. I had to bring together different sounds and different melodies, combine this Afrobeat, there's R&B, there's trap in there, and there's everything pretty much. I just wanted it to be a very colorful EP, and that was what it turned out to be, 305 Music.
100%. I mean, listening, I was listening through it yesterday actually, when I was trying to put through a couple of come up with a couple of extra things to ask you. Since we had you on the line, I wanted to make sure we get as much as we could. But I remember listening through it and going, this is going in so many different directions. Like, when you're in the process of building a project like that, do you turn up to the studio knowing the sort of the direction you want to go in, or is it very much in the moment you decide where you want to go?
It mostly depends on how the beat sounds. It mostly depends on how I feel listening to that instrumental at that moment, how I feel, how it makes me feel at that moment, what I want to talk about that particular moment is what I just put down and record.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And I think you can definitely hear that kind of, it definitely feels like there's no forcing anything, you know, when we're listening through.
No, it comes natural.
Very natural.
Yeah.
It does sound very, very natural. Looking at this then, obviously this being the sort of first bigger project, how did you find the response to releasing it as a full EP? Just from people listening in, like, how did you find the public response?
The response was amazing. I got a lot of people having different favorite songs. Everybody had their own favorite song on their EP, and which was a good thing because I know it was for different ears. It was for different people. I wasn't like targeting a particular, I was targeting everybody. So everybody had their own sound that they loved individually, and it was an amazing response I got back.
Amazing, yeah. Amazing. I mean, I'm going to have to ask the question now, of course, if there's a track that kind of sticks out for you listening back to it, because I know everyone says they like every single track on their own project, but is there one that really sticks out for you kind of looking back at it now?
Yeah, looking back, 3:05 a.m. was mostly a song I connected to the most. Yeah, that okay. song had a lot of words coming from my heart directly and everything. Yeah, so 3:05 a.m.
3:05. That makes sense. I mean, obviously, that was the track that we opened up today's conversation with, and I'm really excited to actually talk about the album as a whole. But we are here to talk about what's going on now as well. Obviously, you've been very busy. We've seen a couple of really cool collaborations land this year, and I definitely want to talk about both of them, which is exactly what we're going to do. So let's talk about Mind. Obviously, working with Amaria BB, how did this link up first come together?
So I recorded the song back in Lagos in Nigeria. I recorded that song. I was all in my feelings then because it was as an influence of the person I was talking to then. So I wrote that song, recorded it, and we sent the song to Amaria. And a couple of days she sent it back and it was, you know, banger, banger, banger. So I had to come down to the UK to link up and we shot the video. Yeah, her vibe is amazing, you know.
I was going to say, how was that as a kind of working process? Because the video looks fantastic as well. I've got to say, we did a quick reaction to it on YouTube a few weeks ago, and really, really, just the whole way it came together, it looked like such an enjoyable video to shoot.
It was. We enjoyed ourselves. We had the whole people she came with. You know, I didn't even know most of the people in there, but like they vibed so much to the song, they loved the song. She is a very amazing person to be around with, you know, her energy was spreading and all of that. So it was really fun to be in that video. I mean, everybody was enjoying themselves, literally.
Amazing. I mean, this is what you want, though. You know, you want in these sort of scenarios to be making videos that come across like with the kind of energy that the tune has. And obviously the tune itself has been out for a little while now. It looks like it's been getting some really good support. How are you feeling about this one being out there? Because it looks like the campaign's been great.
It's been going amazing because that song hits me so well. It's a song I know that people would love. So putting it out there and getting the kind of response I'm getting now is pretty much expected. And I know that it's going to go further because the song is a hit, you know.
Definitely. No, it's a tune that we've been running regularly here on the show. It's actually one of the tracks we get a lot of people messaging in about asking for the ID on. How was that as a kind of back and forth collaboration? Because obviously you said you sent the tune off to Amaria, she then sent it back. Was that like already pre-arranged, or was it a case of sending it over and seeing if she wanted to kind of work on it?
Well, I sent it to her because I have already spoken to her before. We've already like talked before and all of that. So pitching the song to her, I just felt she was going to like it because she was in my mind when I sang that song at some point. And knowing the kind of sound that she does, sending it to her, I got the response I needed, and it was obviously crazy with her verse.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Again, it's a collaboration that really, really works. I've got to say congratulations on all the success that's coming off the back of it as well.
It's
really inspiring to watch, and I think obviously off the back of that as well, we do have another collaboration that we need to talk about. I was on the phone very recently with Puppy Pound, who were talking about this collaboration as well. Talk me through this one, because Taken is another absolute banger, man. Like it just seems to be bangers galore at the moment.
It was my manager and I just drove to their place, and we didn't plan to record. Actually, I just got there and we just hung out. They're really cool dudes. We just chilled for a while, you know, and then we just headed to the studio. The producer started playing that beat. I'm like, okay, let's do something, you know. I recorded the Taken verse, I recorded the hook and all of that, and before you know, they started dropping their verses and the song just took off from there.
I was speaking to them on the show yesterday, actually. It's very funny how the timing kind of works on that one. But I was speaking to them yesterday, and they were saying it just felt like in the studio, it was a really good atmosphere. It just felt like a very natural process.
Yeah, it was. It just flowed, really.
Awesome. I mean, again, you can hear it in the tune. You can hear that kind of good vibe, that good energy working through. And it's really exciting to see, because we've now got two huge collaborations from yourself which have landed this year, both of which are very infectious, very, very good for both sort of dances and for like home listening as well. And it does lead me on to the question which I really do want to ask, which is obviously in regards to solo material from yourself. What are you working on at the moment? Because I feel like we are due a new Kenna solo release.
I have a project coming up soon. I'm still working on that. I still have so many songs I need to finish up on it. So it is a project coming up. So everybody should just, you know, expect it, anticipate it, because, you know, bangers back to back.
I think going off the last few we've seen as well, and of course the EP as well, which obviously released last year, it's been really exciting to kind of see that sort of progression of your sound and the direction you're now kind of going in regards to just sort of, I suppose, just direction of sound. Are there any sort of areas you want to sort of be diving into that you haven't already, like any sort of sounds or genres, or are you just kind of seeing where you end up?
Well, I like to explore, so I would say there are a lot of other sounds I need to explore. I feel like I have to explore, and I'm still discovering myself as well. So pretty much every single time there'll be different sounds and, you know, different ranges and different vibes, just learning new things basically and accumulating it, putting it up together, putting it out there and all of that.
Amazing. Well, I'm really excited to see new music land. We're obviously going to be supporting it here on at the Breakfast Show, and obviously keeping up to date with what you're doing, man. It's been really, really exciting to see your stuff releasing. I want to say, just before we do finish off, I want to make sure people can go and follow you and see exactly what you're up to. So what is the best way for people to follow you on social media, and where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram, they can find me on Twitter, they can find me on Facebook, on I Am Kenna Vibes, on all those platforms. It's I Am Kenna Vibes. Thank you.
There we go. Fantastic stuff. Well, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for taking the time out of your morning. It's
Thanks
been great
for having
to
me.
Chat. And there we go. We're going to keep up to date with everything you're doing, and of course, keep spinning these bangers. We're going to jump into the sound of Mind next, and then following that, we are going to jump into the sounds of today's edition of the Dub Shack. So keep it locked and don't go anywhere, people. We are live on Trickstar Radio. This is Breakfast with Kovu. Don't go anywhere.
Brand new here on Trickstar.